It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Right now, though, let's dive into a trending report. What's going on locally, girlfriend?
Yeah, well, shout out to the Niwot Cougars.
Oh,
did you hear? They won first place at the Nike Cross Nationals in Portland last month.
Oh, I thought they did.
This is a really big deal, actually, because one, the school has never had a team of national champions, and two, Colorado has never had a team of boys state champions in cross country.
This
is a big deal. And Nike came out to the school this week and had a big rally.
Nike came out.
They had shirts. They had a big screen. They had this big pep rally.
For everybody.
They showed them a lot of love. They actually came up with a really good slogan, too. The bolder, the better, because Niwot's in Boulder County. Showing some love for that cross country team, because I don't know if you've all had to run if you're part of cross country.
I've run, but I don't want to do it with cross country.
Well, I mean, if you've done it as a sport, like, it is hard.
It's
one
intense.
Of the harder sports, because you just got to keep going.
I live next to
it's
a high school, kind of, within running distance of a high school. And yeah, you see the cross country team run through my neighborhood a lot. Like, especially during the summer, you'll see all these kids come running by with their shirts off. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, it must be cross country season.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that.
No, it's
intense.
It's hard work. So these boys have put in a lot of work this season. So again, congrats. First place and national champions.
And that's pretty cool for Nike to come out too, you know?
They've never done that. This is the first time Nike has come to a school and held a rally. Hopefully they'll be doing more in the future, but they feel pretty special about it.
Was Phil Knight there?
No, Phil Knight was not there.
Bummer. Okay,
but
never mind.
A lot of people were to support the Cougars,
cool.
So we wanted to show them a little bit of love as well.
That's very cool.
So,
right on.
Yay, Cougars. Hey, we were talking about the stock show yesterday and about how you were afraid of all the big beastly animals
in downtown. I am afraid of that parade.
Oh,
they're going to break loose.
They're going to break loose. Well, first of all, the Longhorns yesterday, it was kind of sad because they got stuck on I-25 and all that traffic and the blizzard, so they weren't able to get to the stock show for the parade. So it was the first time for 18 years, because for 17 years, those Longhorns have been at the front of the parade, leading it for that stock show parade.
Do you think they were upset? They're like in that trailer.
I'm
they're like,
whoa,
like, this is bull crap.
This was our year.
this
was our
crap.
Year.
Exactly. We've been training the whole time. But they talked about how the Longhorns in general, they're very stoic, gentle creatures. And I wanted to pass that along to you, Jeremy, because you're so afraid,
afraid
of the big
of
beastly creatures. You think they're just going to take over
they
downtown.
They will trample me.
Their hands. Handler Gary Lake was talking about how they're actually like big dogs. So he takes care of them, and he says when it's feeding time, he's like they run up to him and they like rub up against him. They try and get him to pet their heads and stuff. Like the longhorn
cattle. Sounds like me during feeding time too.
Exactly. So the longhorn cattle that you see at the stock show, they've been trained to be gentle.
They're docile.
But then they poke your eye out with their huge horns.
Well, and that's the thing is like they are such a big, right? Like just the sight of them
they're
is like,
massive,
oh my gosh.
They're
and
wide.
Those horns, they are very intimidating.
I don't
but
know if I'm convinced
if
yet
you're
with
not,
this story.
Well, okay, so here's what you can do. They are actually just outside of Colorado Springs. I think they said east, just a couple miles. So if you want to go say hi to Longhorns and get used to them, maybe, you know,
he's
going to
go
out,
drive down to the spring.
Why would I do that?
For sure.
Well,
he's
going to
go down
why
there.
In the world would I do that?
So that you can be one with the Longhorns and you can be friends and you can be buddies. And then next time when they're here for the stock show next year, exactly.
That sounds exactly like what Jeremy
you'll be
would
up
do.
Front with them, like with one of those ropes, handling them.
That screams Jeremy,
the
doesn't it?
The longhorn handler.
What are you guys doing this weekend? Well, I'm going down to the springs and hanging with the longhorns.
Heading the longhorns.
You know, why not? If you got a free weekend, I'm just putting it out there.
Petting the longhorns? Okay.
Yes,
move
pet
on.
The longhorns. Okay, so you know how we had the Salvation Army with their big red kettles out this past
Sounds
holiday
familiar.
Season?
Sounds
they
familiar.
Do that every year. Well, for the at least 26th year in a row, they found a rare Krugerrinnen coin.
What?
I don't know how to say it.
Did you just sneeze?
I just thought if I said it fast, you would
Did you just
know.
Hawk up a loogie?
Kruger.
What? Can you
it's
spell
a
it?
Rare gold coin. C-R-U-E-G something. It's like E-R-R-A-N-D.
Oh, those are very rare.
Yeah. Well, it's worth $2,700. And
Whoa.
So they found one in the red kettle up in Fort Collins. And they just were like, you know, this has been going on for many decades
spell
now.
Spell it again.
Krugerrinnen.
No, spell it.
C-R-U.
Slowly.
C-R-U-E. Oh, no, I'm sorry. C-R-U-G.
Oh, no, hold on, backspace. C-R-U.
G.
G.
E-R-R-A-N-D. Cougar. Yeah. $2,700 though.
You definitely spelled it incorrect.
Hold on. No, I didn't. C-R-U-G.
Hold on.
Krugerrand.
Krugerrand. But it's spelled
Krugerrand.
C-R-U-G.
K-R-U-G-E-R-R-A-N-D.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You did not say.
That's totally what I said. Roll the tape. Krugerrand.
Krugerrand.
Okay, so yeah, that's what they found in the kettle, and they're very happy about it. $2,700. So they're like, keep doing that.
That's really neat.
Keep doing that, is what they said.
This happens every year, doesn't
it? It happens every year, yeah. And it's anonymous. They don't know who puts it in there, and they're just like, we're just very thankful that somebody continues this tradition. And it's one of their biggest fundraising events of the whole year, so it's pretty big.
Yeah, some of these are worth $3,500. Yeah.
Krugerrand. Moving on.
Please. Oh, that's cool. That's really cool.
TripAdvisor announced their Traveler's Choice Awards, and Denver is a top trending travel destination.
Hey,
that's pretty neat.
Nice.
So they figured that out. They're places that have grown the most in reviews over the past year. So in the top 10, Denver is number 8 on this list. And there's some cities on here that make sense. West Palm Beach, Florida is number 1. I get that. Rounding out the top 10 is Hilton Head, South Carolina. But number 3 on this list has me scratching my head. Cleveland.
Oh,
Cleveland.
Yeah.
V-Land.
Cleveland.
How it ends on any list of places you want to go. I don't know what's going on.
Do
there,
you not
that's
love
thing.
Industrial complexes and cloudy days? What?
Oh, my gosh. Tell me more. Kansas City making this list. Memphis, Tennessee. I've been to Memphis, and they have great barbecue. But
that's
and
about
fried
it.
Chicken.
Hey, so does Kansas City.
Gus's
Kansas
fried
City.
Chicken is legit. Park City, Utah on there, and Juneau, Arkansas.
Huh. Park
I
City.
Thought that
Park
was
City's
Juneau,
beautiful.
Alaska at first. No,
well,
Arkansas.
We'll take all those
list.
Tourist dollars for sure.
Exactly. Sure.
Bring
Denver being number 8, that is a very good look for us.
Wait, Denver was number 8 and Cleveland was number 3?
I know!
Oh, that
now
is...
Now you understand
that
my...
Sense.
I will truly have to go on and look and see what's going on in Cleveland right now to see what makes it so great.
You'll have to
know.
Tell me as
I
well.
I have no idea.
So
I have,
weird.
One of my best friends is from there and even he left.
So weird. Trending nationally, of course, the fires. I saw something this morning that said 9,000 plus structures have
Gosh.
Been turned to ash. Essentially, power's out for a ton of people. The heartbreaking stories were coming out this morning about the kids who have all their schools that have been burned down.
Yeah.
And these high schoolers that are like, well, that's my high school, and those are some of the best years of my life, and now we don't have a school to go to. And a lot of them don't have houses to go back to. So they're like, how are we even going to do remote learning? We have no way to learn right now.
No.
And all these years are going to be lost, you know, education-wise. And
yeah, what do you do with that? Like,
I don't know. The like logistics behind this now, you know?
This is so sad.
I watched this video, Rainn Wilson from The Office.
Yeah.
Right. He went through his entire house. It's completely burned to the ground. And he's like, there's where my toilet was. There's where my shower was. And it's heartbreaking, and
it's
I know
horrible.
These celebrities come out, but that's everybody. So those are the kids who lose their school. And, like, they're going through that. Their houses and the structures are just crumbled.
And how about these arson allegations now? Like,
I
they're
know.
Catching people setting fires now.
Well,
they're
you
catching people.
There's satellite imagery that came out yesterday that I saw where three different areas in California, it looks like those fires start almost simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things. It's just you're like, what is happening?
That there are things you should do to those people that do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see. Moving on. This story here says that TikTok has announced it will cease U.S. operations on January 19th.
Oh, wait.
We got 9 days.
A federal law requiring ByteDance to divest from the platform. So despite all the legal appeals right now, the ban remains in place. It's going to impact over 170 million U.S. users of the old TikTok. But as of right now, it's shutting down on the 19th.
Honestly, I hope it goes the way the dodo. I hope it does.
You do?
Sick of it?
Yeah.
Aww.
It's too much. And like,
Katie loves to TikTok. She loves dancing.
I want those influencers to have to start working real jobs.
I know, right?
I just want to see if they can do it.
Aww.
I'm just mad that my TikTok never took off and I shut it down.
Like,
so.
I just can't wait. I know. I just can't wait for like a Charlie D'Amelio who just did her dances and got so famous to have to go work at like a Dunkin' Donuts.
Right. Get a real job,
yes.
Right? Get a real job. Yeah. So anyway, as of right now, I have a hunch.
It won't. It
I
won't
have
shut
a hunch.
Down.
Wasn't somebody supposed to buy it?
Kevin O'Leary was talking about swooping
yeah.
in and buying it. So I don't know. Maybe something will happen, but This is why we have not created a TikTok page yet.
I know. We waited just because of all of this. And we'll have to see how it goes. Because those are fun dances, some of them.
Ugh.
How great is this story? Imagine going to this event. Flavor Flav will be performing at Guy Fieri's third annual Flavortown Tailgate, set to take place ahead of the 2025 Super Bowl in New Orleans.
I want to be there.
How great is that? He's going to perform Public Enemy. No, he is from the Public Enemy, right?
I don't know anything about Flavor Flav.
Hey, hold on. We'll feature a headlining performance from Flavor Flav, the Public Enemy rapper. Was he with Public Enemy?
He was.
He wears the huge clock, doesn't he?
He does.
He does wear the huge
clock. Anyway, other people will be performing.
That's right. He was part Chuck D, Flavor Flav.
I forgot about that, too.
That's right.
And Guy Fieri's going to be cooking up stuff from some of his TV shows, the Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. So you can go see Flavor Flav perform and eat some of Guy Fieri's food. Come on. A great event.
You know what's funny is I was going to say I never even really knew Guy Fieri was an actual cook. He always did the food reviews.
Yeah, he's a chef.
Well, yeah, but you always see him just eat the food.
No, and he was actually the winner of the big reality show of the
That was one of the biggest.
It was one of the big. You remember what I'm talking? It was
it was really
the
big.
The reality show where chefs came Food Network star. That's what it was.
He was one of the
first winners of Food Network star and Guy Fieri, I can sit and watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives all day.
I've gone to the restaurants. I've come to the ones that he goes to in Colorado.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
I went to one in New Mexico. It was not that good.
What did he score it?
I don't know, but it was like plastered on the front door. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives have been here.
Huh. Yeah, we've got Sam's number 3 right here in Denver. I love that
the
spot.
The sink in Boulder.
The sink.
Yeah.
So many places.
I'm excited for this. Chris Stapleton just announced his 2025 All-American Roadshow. Guess what? Denver, August 22nd.
Okay.
I think that's his final show.
Go to that one.
He's wrapping it up in Denver.
I went
to a Chris Stapleton concert when he was at Ball. One of the best concerts I have ever been to.
Yeah, is this one Adam Power?
I didn't see where it's at. I'll dig a little deeper. I'll get on the Google box.
He is a guy I need to see live. I have not seen.
I'm going to tell you right now, Josh, dude can sing live. Yeah. And that was the one we went to where I think we had to leave because the friends we took with us had to leave for their sitter.
Well, I think he's one of the best national anthems ever sang. Like, he did the Super Bowl a couple years ago, and it's one of the best national anthems I've ever heard. But,
he's coming to Ball Arena.
Is he?
Y'all.
Is
he's
he?
Gonna be at Ball.
Jer, you and me, and also,
he brings his wife out on stage a lot, and I love that. The love between them, you can see
I
get the tingles even more. Like, it's so sweet.
He's kind of
so
like
sweet.
Jeremy is.
You tingled your pants.
Oh, jeez.
Little Tennessee whiskey.
Let me give you one final thing since I tease this. Uber has just announced a new promotion specifically for teens where they're offering up to 6 free rides if you send them proof that you took a driver's test and failed it. They said it's their way of covering kids until they have a chance to retake the test, but a lot of people are saying it's a sneaky way of indoctrinating them into the rideshare world. Where they get in there and like, this is kind of nice, you know, having somebody else drive me around. Either way, it's a generous offer. Each free ride is worth up to $20, so $120 total.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you fail your driver's test, you can still get down to Yogurtland, I guess.
That's funny.
Did you guys pass first try?
I did. The funny thing, I hate telling this because I don't like it, but I took the driver's test and I took it with my sister at the same time and I totally cheated.
How did you cheat?
I looked at my sister's test, who is a lawyer. Vanessa's a lawyer. She's always been super smart. And I saw that she marked an answer different than me. And I was like, oh my gosh, well,
she
obviously Vanessa's right. Obviously she's right. So I changed my answer and I failed by 1 point, not realizing they don't give the same test to everybody.
Oh, right? That's
trying to avoid this.
Yeah, exactly.
What did we learn?
I know. It was a very life lesson for a big
that
life
is
lesson
so
for me.
Funny.
But yeah, I
just learned that
again.
Vanessa's the smart sister.
She is the smart. She's the lawyer.
Well, we're
you
in
didn't
radio.
Need to take
Jer,
a test to learn that.
None of us are the smart siblings.
I just learned that your parents love Vanessa more.
Well, again, don't really need a test.
Make your way to our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. Check out the world record that I posted, bro.
Oh.
It's the world's largest sandal.
That's cute.
It is 10 feet wide, and I'm going to round up 27 feet long.
Wow.
Some designer made it. Guinness is actually in the process of solidifying the record with this sandal. But as of right now, everyone's pretty much saying, yeah, this is the world's largest sandal.
That's a crap kicker.
It is a crap kicker. I know you're going to be bored at work today and you want to see that. That is on our Facebook page, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. Boom. That's it, you guys. That is what is trending this morning here with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.